Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat shalom, send
that
shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that
shalom. Yeah! Holiday! Why should I want that Molly?
Holiday!
Let's go!
Holiday!
Sugar!
Holiday! A break from separation.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars thing goes off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock up. And the biggest mark 11 day a wharf. The little island full of bass, when I pay the staff. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. Come to the party, you can't jack on.
Holiday, you find a way to cope, and your belly full of hope, on the brink of your salvation. Holiday, some joy and celebration. I wanna bless my neighbors above the morning to hear greetings and salutation.
Don't miss a love on 90 where we need up on the street. Belly empty and the youth and tolerance are reach a peak. Machine them and them put them on repeat. Those it out will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion when I come here so they get defeat. Give them a break.
Holiday, a break from separation. You find a way to cope and your belly full of hope on the brink of your salvation.
Study this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Shabbat. Strong.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta, Kohulum Ahayin Asaye, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God. It's full of stars,
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 full of stars.
The guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is. From beginning to the end, you can never change. So we're not Rasta from creation.
Listen to him and me guiding star. Listen to him and me guiding star. Why do we the rest? Martin Benson, false rulers of the earth, I'm setting themselves in their position. While them building them nuclear and atomic weapons, all me have to give praise to the whole hour.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. There is no unrighteousness in
unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in
מזמור צד בית. מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון. להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון בכינור. ושמחתני אדוני בפועלך, ומעשה ידיך ארנן. מה גדלו מעשיך, אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד, ואתה מרום לעולם, אדוני. כי הנה אויביך, אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן. ותרם תרעם קרני, בלותי בשמן רענן. ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק התמר יפרח, וארז בלבנון יסגה. שתולים בבית אדוני, בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולת בו.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient.
Shabbat Shalom, send
it
shalom.
Dear Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the courage to change the things I can and the wisdom to know the difference.
This I pray.
Living one day at a time, enjoying every moment. Accepting the heart is a peace, and no, I'm not saying that I want it. But he who trusts in the Most High, by his death, Jah will always abide. Jah, Jah love it, surround me evermore. This my prayer every time I rise. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah. Can't see another dear. Thank you for the obstacles, they're moving out the way. Thank you for the talent you give me, for open up my mouth and express myself in a different way. Thank you for mama, thanks for dada. Thank you for the blessing where you throw upon my jaw. Jaja, your love is around me evermore. So every day my prayers are for sure. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah. Living one day at a time, enjoying every moment. Accepting the hardships of peace. So no, I'm not saying that I want it. Yeah. But he who trusts in the Most High, by his side Jah will always abide. Jah, Jah love, it's around me evermore. This my prayer every time I rise. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks to another day. Thanks to the obstacles you're moving out the way. Thank you for the talent you give me, so for open up my mouth and express myself in a different way. Thank you for mama, thanks to dada. Thank you for the blessing that you throw upon me. Jah, 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 your love, it's around me evermore. So every day my prayers are for sure. Yeah, yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can't change, and the courage to change that which I can. Yeah, and in this life on my journey, if I should stumble, stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can change, and the courage to change that which I can. Stumble and fall, and make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, 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 Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can't change, and the courage to change that which I can.
such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than hearts could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore, his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out of them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castedst them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terror. As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works, 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 thy works.
Habarim Shalom, today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tzedek. Shalom, Habarim Shalom, today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, of Melchizedek, Malachi, Tzedek, that righteous king, even the king of kings, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie. So here on the air and in the Irish, we're beginning book three of the Psalter. We have book three right here, beginning Psalm 73. We have Psalm 73, the Ein Gimel, the 73rd Psalm according to the royal order. And it's themed a trial of faith in the Sefer Tehillim. The Sefer Tehillim is themed the trial of faith. Today's daily psalm, a trial of faith, the Ein Gimel, or Gamel. Somebody said Ein Gimel. 73rd psalm, all the same, LXXIII. The LXXIII Psalm, 73rd Psalm, trial of faith, the outspoken confession of a man whose faith had been sorely tested, is narrated in this intensely human document. His mind was deeply perturbed by the sight of the wicked, the ratchet men and people triumphing and flourishing and prospering. The wicked, the ratchet. Men and people triumphing and prospering, all seem to be well with them. Their defiance of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, their defiance of justice and peace, their defiance of Ha-Elohim brought them no seeming setback to their bad mind endeavor, their evil and their wicked conspiracy against the divine majesty. Whereas, on the other hand, the righteous, the righteous, suffered. In his distress of spirit, he betook himself to the sanctuary, right, to the Mikdash, the holy place, the sanctuary, to the chapel. Selassie is the chapel, and there his faith was restored, renewed and restored. The confidence of the victory of good over evil. The assurance then came to him, and I and we, that divine and divine retribution was and is a reality. In subject matter, today's psalm, Mizmor le Asaf means to gather, le Asaf. Also we have Asaf, one of the choristers and chief musicians, the Psalm of Asaf, Mizmor le-Asaf, the Ein Gimel Psalm, the 73rd Psalm. In subject matter, the Psalm, the Mizmor, the chant, the Isis, is akin to the XXXVII, akin to the 37th Psalm, the XLIX, the 49th Psalm, and the XCIV, the 94th Psalm. So take note, pay attention. The price of truth is to pay attention. This is what we must pay attention. So the introductory statement, we have the introductory statement right here. Ak tob li Yisrael Elohim. Le bare, levav, lebab. Surely Elohim is good. Ha-Kadol le-Yisrael. Surely Elohim is good to Israel, even to such as are pure of heart. Le-Bare-Levav, of a pure heart. But as for I, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. Wahani, kia me'ata. Natui raglai k'ayin shifka ashorai. Now, here it's interesting in the Hebrew because there's some words that, you know, the pointing is disputed. Some would point this as shufka. We have shufka, right? Shufka, some as shufku or shifku, right? The word slipped. Wa'ani. Kia me'ata natui raglai k'ayin shupka, pointed at shupka, ashorai, but as for I, my feet had close to stumble, my steps had almost slipped. almost slipped. Aleph Beit Gimel verses right here. 4, verse 3, the Gimel verse. For I was envious at the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Ki kineiti. Ki kineiti. Ba holelim. Shalom rishaim. To see, I saw, he says, ki, kineti, for I was envious, I was jealous, ki, kineti, I was envious, I was jealous, ba holelim, over the lawless, over the arrogant, baholalim shalom, their prosperity, their peace, baholalim shalom, the peace of the arrogant, of the wicked, that was envious, kia kineti, rishaim, the wicked, the ratchet, prosperity. I was envious over the arrogant as I saw the prosperity of the wicked. The prosperity of the wicked. Shalom Rishaim. Ereh. Upon seeing such a sight. I saw this right here. The prosperity, the shalom of the wicked. Now, this here leads to the second section of the psalm, prosperity of the wicked. From verses 3 to 9, then from verses 10 to 11, the evil effects of the Rishaim, the wicked, the ratchet, upon the people. Then we have verses 12 to 14, the psalmist and Ionized reflection. Verses 15 to 17, the baffled, baffled by this systemic anomaly, the abnormality, the problem. Verses 15 to 17. Verses 18 to 20, the fate of the Rishaim, of the ratchet, of the wicked. In verses 21 to 22, he admits his former error. Here we admit I and I, former error, that way of thinking. Yes, I, Rastafari. So we have these three verses right here, the Aleph Beit, the Gimel, the Aleph Beit and the Gimel verses to today's daily psalm, the Ein Gimel psalm, the 73rd psalm. This is a wisdom psalm. The psalmist offers a personal testimony of his struggle with the age-old problem, the age-old systemic anomaly, namely the prosperity of the wicked, the peace of the wicked, the seeming peace of the wicked, as he and I observe evil and ratchet and bad-minded men and people prosper. He and I wonders if the godly, if the Jah-like and the Jah-likeness, the goodly lifestyle, Jah-way really pays off. In the midst of his and I discouragement, he and we must reflect upon the spiritual, the irritical truths and the realities, the divine reality. Being reminded that the prosperity of the shalom of the Rishaim is only temporary, only for a time. Legizil. Ekziav is the stain of the good, the generous Ha Elohim. Justice, the true good, the true God will eventually vindicate Amor, his people, Jah people, and the goodly, the godly people. Now, since the Mizmor, it appears to focus on an individual's concerns, not so much the situation of Yisrael as a whole, but an individual perspective. This introduction, some say, may be a latter addition designed to apply the psalm's message to the entire community. So each of us must take this personally, individual, I and I. So applying the message to the entire community, but from the individual perspective. So take note, pay attention. To provide a better parallel with the line, some would amend, he says, Le Yisrael, to Israel, Elohim. To Elohim, we have Elohim, Elohim, Allah, Yashar. Some look at it as being that Elohim is good to Yashar. So when we say Yisrael, Yashar El, the upright of El, the man who sees the true good, the true God. So the perspective here is very, very important. And reflecting on the true presence, that true perception, the face, the grace. So how do we see this? So even in the opening line right here, it says, Ak, surely, for sure, Ak, Oh, good. Le Yisrael Elohim, le Barei, le Barei Alevab. Surely, truly, Elohim is good to Yisrael. Some look at the le Yisrael and the Elohim. Elohim, the El and the La Yashar El. La Yashar El, to the upright, to the upright. El Elohim is good to the upright one, to the ones and ones that are upright, to the pure. Le Barei Levav, to the pure of heart, heartically speaking. This is the essential qualifications for admittance into his presence, his face, his perception, his way of seeing the reality and what truly be real. Now, in the second verse, the bait verse, Wa'ani, here are stated the circumstances which brought the occasion. What's the reason for the season, or what occasioned the psalmist and I and I's agitation here in today's daily psalm, the Ayin Gimel Psalm, the 73rd Psalm. As for me, Wa'ani, Wa'ani, when under the strain of the trial of faith, of the emunah, of the imnet, of the hymen, of the living faith, his faith seemed, and I and my faith seems to weaken. My feet were almost gone, indicating the nearness of total collapse. Or on the basis of Psalm 40, we have 44, roughly around verse 19, we may render, my feet had almost turned aside from the right path, from Yahweh, truth and life, the right path. Slipped. Mind slipping. I hear you miss that he's slipping from Yahweh. So here, bringing into the second section, the first verse of the second section, verse 3 right here, the prosperity of the wicked, riding up with this theme right here. He says he was envious, the arrogant, the boasters, the holalim, the boasters. I was envious at the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, the arrogant, the boasters. Their offensive talk, the holalim, is described furthermore, as we get into verse 8 in today's daily psalm. But the word prosperity here, just zooming on the word prosperity right here, we have the word shalom. We have the word shalom, haberim. The prosperity of the wicked. When I saw shalom rishaim, when I saw shalom rishaim, when I saw the prosperity of the ratchet, of the wicked. Peace, literally in the Hebrew, shalom, the shalom of the wicked, the prosperity, the stability and seeming flourishing conditions, and how it seemed to be. But we must reflect on what is truly real, what is really real, and the real reality.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light of the World, is His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travels this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But we want the next verse with Amaric.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
መዝሙር 72 በቅንፍ 73 የአሳፍ መዝሙር ልባቸው ለቀና ለእስራኤል እግዚአብሔር እንዴት ይችላል? እኔ ግን እግሮቼ ሊሰናከሉ አረማመድም ሊወድቅ ይቀር የኃጢአተኞችን ሰላም አይቼ ባመፀኞችም ቀንቼ ነበርና ለሞታቸው መጣጣር የለውምና ኃይላቸውም ጠንካራ ነውና እንደ ሰው በድካም አልሆኑ ከሰው ጋርም አልተገረፉም ስለዚህ ትዕቢት ያዛቸው ኃጢአትንና በደልን ተጎናጸፏል አይናቸው ስብ ስለሆነ ወጣ ልባቸውም ከምኞታቸው ይልቅ አገኘ አስበው ክፉ ነገርን ተናገሩ ከፍ ከፍ ብለውም ባመጣ ተናገሩ አፋቸውንም በሰማያ ኖሩ አንደበቶቻቸውም በምድር ውስጥ ተመላለሰ ስለዚህ ህዝቤ ወደዚህ መለሳሉ ፍጹም ጊዜም በላያቸው ይገኛል እግዚአብሔር እንዴት ያውቃል በልዑልስ ዘንድ በውኑ ዕውቀት አለ ይላሉ እነሆ እነዚህ ኃጢአተኞች ይደሰታሉ ሁሉ ጊዜም ባለጠግነታቸውን ያበዛሉ እንዲህም አሉ በውኑ ልቤን በከንቱ አጠደብ እጆቼንም በንጽህና በከንቱ አጠብ ሁሉ ጊዜም የተገረፍ ሆኑ መሰደቤም በማለዳ ነው እንደዚህ ብዬ ብናገር ኖሮ እንሆ የልጆችህን ትውልድ በበደልሁ ነበር አውቅም ዘንድ አሰብሁ ይህ ግን በፊት የችግር ነበር ወደ እግዚአብሔር መቅደስ እስክገባ ድረስ ፍጻሜያቸውንም እስካስተውል ድረስ በድጥ ስፍራ አስቀመጥሃቸው ወደ ጥፋትም ጣልካቸው እንዴት ለጥፋት ሆኑ በድንገት አለቁ ስለ ኃጢአታቸውም ጠፉ ከህልም እንደሚነቃ አቤቱ ስትነቃ ምልክታቸውን ታስነውራለህ ልቤ ነዷልና ኩላሊቴም ቀልጧልና እኔ ተናቅኩ ነኝ አላወቅሁም በአንተ ዘንድም እንደንሰሳ ሆን እኔ ግን ዘወትር ካንተ ጋር ነኝ ቀኝ እጄንም ያዝከኝ በአንተ ምክር መራኸኝ ከክብር ጋር ተቀበልከኝ በሰማይ ያለኝ ምንድን ነው በምድርስ ውስጥ ካንተ ዘንድ ምን ይሻለው የልቤ አምላክ ሆይ ልቤና ስጋ ያለቀ እግዚአብሔር ግን ለዘላለም እድል ፈንታዬ ነው እነሆ ካንተ የሚርቁ ይጠፋሉና ካንተ ርቀው የሚያመነዝሩትንም ሁሉ አጠፋቸው ለኔ ግን ወደ እግዚአብሔር መቅረብ ይሻለኛል መታመኛዬም እግዚአብሔር ነው በጽዮን ልጅ በሮች ምስጋናን ሁሉ እናገር ዘንድ
Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmore Dawit, Sabasos, 73rd psalm, Sabasos, according to the royal order, and here, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, and here in the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, we're going to compare and contrast side by side. Here we're beginning the Sostenia Metzah, the third book of the Psalms, took a Mezmore from Psalm Sabasos, 73rd is Ska until Psalm Semanya Zet Ain. Psalm 89. So from Psalm 73 to Psalm 89 is the third book of the Psalter. So here, Psalm 73, often themed the trial of faith. Some also theme this as a contrast between the fate of the wicked, the ratchet fate, and that of the righteous, the end of the wicked contrasted with that of the righteous, the trial of faith. Here we theme this fitih ashenafinet, the triumph or the winning of fitih. Right, the righteousness, or we could say the righteousness, the justice, fitneges, we have yefitih, ashenafi, the winner, the victor, of winningness of justice, of Jah's righteousness, of Melchizedek, of the righteous king, and the king's way, the king's highway. But there's a contrast here, because today's daily psalm, it is a meditation or iditation on what is called the age-old. It has as a main theme the age-old problem, a systemic anomaly, as it were, namely the prosperity of the ratchet, of the wicked. Right? So we're going to ride up with today's daily psalm, outspoken confession of a man whose hymenoth, his imnet, the emuna, his faith, his yea and his amen have been sorely tested, is narrated in this intensely right, man and human document here. His mind deeply perturbed by the sight of ratchet and evil men and people seeming to triumph and flourish and have peace and prosperity. All seem well with them. Their defiance of Ekeziavi here to sustain the good, the excellent Ab Father of Elohim. It brought them no setback. Their defiance of justice and peace, true peace, brought them no setback, seemingly. But the righteous, they suffered. In his distress of his irid, and I must betake I and I selves to the chapel, to the sanctuary, the Mekdesh, the Mikdash, the holy place. Be still and know this, know the reality. There, his faith and I faith is restored. Our yea and amen, the assurance and the confidence and the victory of good over evil comes to him and I and we, that the Ivine, the divine retribution is a reality. So make I ride up. Besem Ab, Wewelit, Wemenfis, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Spirit, one source. In Jemralen, we begin today's daily psalm, Psalm Seba Sos, Ya Asaf Mezmor, Psalm of Asaf, Kuter Ant, Lebacho Lekena, Le Israel, Exiavier indeed, Cherno. Truly, Exiavier, to sustain the good, excellent Ab Father, is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart, of a pure heart, lebacho lekena, straightforward, lekena, upright, lebacho lekena, le Israel, exiavir in de cherno. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Inegin, igroche ali senakulu, arman medema li awedika tinishkara. But as for I, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. Inegin igroche li sanakalu, aramam medem li wedik atinishkara. Kuter sos, verse 3. Ye hat yatenyochina salam aiche, be amet enyocha kenche neberna. For I was envious at the foolish. At the rebels, at the rebellious, at the arrogant, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, of the sinners, the akas, for there are no bands in their death, le motacho metatara yelumna, but their strength is firm. Hailachuim ten karanuna. Kutaramis, verse 5. In the soul bedikam alahonuhum. Kaso garima ala te gefa ala te garefum. Ala te garefum. Digna. In the soul bedikam alahonuhum. Kaso garima ala te garefum. They are not in trouble as other men. In the sober dikam al honuhum, neither are they plagued like other men. Kaso garim alate garefum. ቁጥር 6 ስለዚህ ትዕቢታ ያዛቸው ኃጢአትና በደልን ተጎናጸፍዋት therefore pride tibit compares them about as a chain it takes hold on them silazia tibit yazacho violence covers them as a garment khatiyatna bedalin sin uckery and wrongdoing khatiyatna bedalin tegwanats fwat they wrap themselves up they're wrapped up in that kutar sabat verse 7 ainacho sibaslehone wata lebachwema ka minyotacho yilik agenye their eyes stand out with fatness ainacho sibaslehone wata they have more than heart could wish lebacho wim kaminyo tacho ilika genye kuta cement verse 8 asboa kufune garina tenagaru kef kefa belowema beametsa tenagaru they are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression rephrase they speak wickedly ratchetly concerning down oppression they speak loftily asbo akufur negrinte nagru asbo they think they consider evil things and they speak it kaf kaf abulowema ba amatsate nagru kutara zetenga fachuwina besmaya noru ande betachuwema kamendera wista temelalese They set their mouth against heaven, afachuin, besamaya noru, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Andebetachuim, abemidarwist, temelalese, their tongue, their style of speech, andebetachuim, bemidarwist, in the earth, temelalese, goes to and fro. Kutarasa, verse 10. Silezi, hisbe, wadezi. Therefore his people here in the Royal Amharic and also in Septuagint says my people Silezi his bay therefore my people Silezi his bay what is he Yemelesalu therefore his people return hither Fitzum Gizem and in the perfect right time Fitzum Gizem Belayacho Yigenya Upon them it's found at the right time, at the perfect time. Upon them it's found. Fitzum gizem belayacho yigenya. The KJV here says the waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. Kuter asara an verse 11. Egziavi herinte tiaukal bel ulissa zenda buenno ukatale yilalu. They say, how doth Egziavi her the sustainer of the good, the excellent Ab Father know? And is there knowledge? Is there gnosis in the Most High? Exiari rindeg yaukal. Bel ulissa zena bawinu ukatale. Yilalu. Kutasara hulet, verse 12. Neho, enezihat yatenyo chidesetal hulgizem abalet egenetachuin yabezal. Behold, these are the ungodly. Neho, look, see. In Nezi, these, Chat Yatenyot, the Uckers, the sinners, Yides Setalu, they are happy, Hulgizem, and always, Balat Egenetachuin, in their increase, in their prosperity, Balat Egenetachuin, Yabezalu, they increase in riches, Kutarasara, sourced, verse 13. In Dihimma Alhu, Bewunu Lebena, Bekentu, as Edekfu, Ijochinim, Ben it's na the kentua tebhu. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain. Bewunu lebein the kentua sedekhu, and wash my hands in innocency. Jochenim ben it's na the kentua tebhu. I said and like this and be him alhu. Bewunu lebein the kentua sedekhu. Jochenim ben it's na the kentua tebhu. Asra Arat, verse 14. Hul gizem yete garefu huhonuhu mesedebema bemaledano. For all the day long have I been plagued. Hul gizem yete garefu huhonuhu and chastened every morning mesedebema bemaledano. Asra Amis, verse 15. in the Z B A Benager Noro, in the ho, yeah, the Jochehina to Lida Bebed, but then the who? Never. If I say, I will speak thus like this, in the Z B A Benager Noro. Behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. And neho, yelijo chehina tulid, beb abdelehu neber, kutarasara sedist. Verse 16. Auk im zena sebuhu. Yehigina befite chigar neber. When I thought to know this, auk im zen asebuhu, it was too painful for me. Yehigin befite chigar neber. Asra Savat, verse 17. Wode egeziavir mekadesa iskugabadres fitzameachunim iskasatul dres. Until I went into the sanctuary of egeziavir, the sustainer, the good, the generous Av. Wode egeziavir mekades iskugabadres. Then I understood. Then I understood. Instead, I overstood therein fitzameachunim iskasatul dres. Kutera asra cement. Be dita sifra asak emet ahacho wodet fatimat alhacho. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Be dita sifra asak emet ahacho. Thou, the I, none other, the I, castest them down into destruction, down destruction. Wodet fatim alhacho kuter asra zetain. Indeed, let fatahonu. How are they brought into desolation? Indeed, let fatholu bedingeta lekuwa slechat yatachuwima tefu. As in a moment bedinget, as in a moment bedingeta leku, as in a moment they are utterly consumed with terrors, slechat yatachuwima tefu, because of their uckery, because of their sin. They are destroyed, they perish. Silachat yatachuema tefu, kuter haya, verse 20. Kahilm endemia neka avetu, sitaneka, milikatachuina asa norale, as a dream when one awaked. Kahilm endemia neka avetu, I father, his father, oh, Ab. Father of the house, sit in the car, when the eye awakest, milikatachowina tasanorale, thou shalt despise their sign, their image, kuta hayaan, verse 21, libe nedido alina, kulalitema kelito alina, thus like this. My heart was grieved, my heart was hot, libeya nedido alina, and I was pricked in my reins, kulalite, my kidneys, kelto alina, melted, kuter hayahulet, ine, yete na kuhuning, alawukuhumima, be antes, and diminda in sisahon, who, so foolish was I. Ine yet not who name so despised was I. Alawuk humim, and I was ignorant. But antes and them, and then sisahon who I was as a beast before thee, I. Kuter haya source, verse 23. Ine gin zawater ka antegarning. Kenyai je nema yazahang. Nevertheless, I am continually with the eye. Thou holdest me by my right hand. And again, Zawatir Kaantagarning, Kenyai Je Nema Yazaheng, Kutar Haya Arat, verse 24. The Ante Mikaramerahing, Kakburgara Tek Abelahing, thou shalt guide I with thy counsel, the Ante Mikaramerahing, and afterward receive I to glory, Kakburgar Tek Abelahing. Tekabel hang, kuter haya amis, besamai yalain, minderno, bemidristo wista ka ante zena mina ishalo. Whom have I in heaven but the eye, besamai yalain, minderno, and there is none upon earth that I desire beside the eye, bemidristo wista ka ante zen, min ishalo, kuter haya Exodus, verse 26. Yalebe amlako hoy. Oh, source of my heart. Lebe na sigaye alek ekeziavi hergina. Lezalalema idilla fantayin. My flesh and my heart faileth, but ekeziavi had sustained the good, the generous Ab is the strength of my heart, is the source of my heart, and my portion forever. Yalebe amlako hoy. Lebe na sigaye alek ekeziavi hergina. Lezalalema idilla fantayin. Haya Sevat, verse 27. And the Kante yemi riku wa yitefaluna. Kante riko yemi ya menezarut nim hulu atefahacho. For lo, look, they that are far from the eye shall perish. And the Kante yemi riku wa yitefaluna. Thou has destroyed all them that go a-hoeing, that go a-whoring from the eye. Ka'anta riko yemiyam enezarut nemohulu at fahacho. Kuta haya cement, verse 28. Lenegin, what a giziari her mekdesa yishalenyal, metaminyayim me giziari herno, bez yona lija beroch, miskanahin hulu nagerzen. But it is good for me, it is good for I, to draw near to Egeziari Hea. Lenegin, what Egeziari Her Mekdesa Yishalenyal. I have put my trust in the Lord God. Metaminyayim Egeziari Herno. My confidence, my trust, my confidence is in the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father. Betsiona Lich Baruch. In the gates of the daughter of Zion, Miskanahin Hulu, all the eyes, thanks, all the eyes, praises, all the eyes, eyes, Miskanahin Hulu, in Agarzen, to tell of all the eyes, the praises of the eye, that I may declare all thy work. Lenegin, whether Ekaziabi here, Mekreb, Mekreb. Mekreb yishalenyal. Lenegin, what exiavia mekreb yishalenyal. Metamenyayim exiavi herno. Bez yona lij baroch miskanahin hulu nager zend. 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 Zend.
Let the message shut up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre, and Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
መዝሙር 72 በቅንፍ 73 የአሳፍ መዝሙር። ልባቸው ለቀና ለእስራኤል እግዚአብሔር እንዴት ቸር ነው! እኔ ግን እግሮቼ ሊሰናከሉ አረማመዴም ሊወድቅ ትንሽ ቀረ። የኃጢአተኞችን ሰላም አይቼ በአመፀኞችም ቀንቼ ነበርና ለሞታቸው መጣጣር የለውምና ኃይላቸውም ጠንካራ ነውና እንደ ሰው በድካም አልሆኑ ከሰው ጋርም አልተገረፉም። ስለዚህ ትዕቢት ያዛቸው ኃጢአትንና በደልን ተጎናጸፏት። ዓይናቸው ስብ ስለሆነ ወጣ፣ ልባቸውም ከምኞታቸው ይልቅ አገኘ። አስበው ክፉ ነገርን ተናገሩ፣ ከፍ ከፍ ብለውም በአመጣ ተናገሩ። አፋቸውንም በሰማይ አኖሩ፣ አንደበቶቻቸውም በምድር ውስጥ ተመላለሰ። ስለዚህ ሕዝቤ ወደዚህ መለሳሉ፣ ፍጹም ጊዜም በላያቸው ይገኛል። እግዚአብሔር እንዴት ያውቃል? በልዑልስ ዘንድ በውኑ ዕውቀት አለ ይላሉ። እነሆ እነዚህ ኃጢአተኞች ይደሰታሉ፣ ሁሉ ጊዜም ባለጠግነታቸውን ያበዛሉ። እንዲህም አሉ፣ በእውኑ ልቤን በከንቱ አጸደቁ፣ እጆቼንም በንጽህና በከንቱ አጠቡ። ሁሉ ጊዜም የተገረፍ ሆኑ፣ መሰደቤም በማለዳ ነው። እንደዚህ ብዬ ብናገር ኖሮ እነሆ የልጆችህን ትውልድ በበደልሁ ነበር። አውቅም ዘንድ አሰብሁ፣ ይህ ግን በፊት የችግር ነበረ። ወደ እግዚአብሔር መቅደስ እስክገባ ድረስ ፍጻሜያቸውንም እስካስተውል ድረስ በድጥ ስፍራ አስቀመጥሃቸው፣ ወደ ጥፋትም ጣልሃቸው። እንዴት ለጥፋት ሆኑ? በድንገት አለቁ፣ ስለ ኃጢአታቸውም ጠፉ። ከህልም እንደሚነቃ አቤቱ ስትነቃ ምልክታቸውን ታስነውራለህ። ልቤ ነዷልና ኩላሊቴም ቀልጧልና እኔ ተናቅሁ ነኝ አላወቅሁምም፣ በአንተ ዘንድም እንደንሰሳ ሆን። እኔ ግን ዘወትር ካንተ ጋር ነኝ፣ ቀኝ እጄንም ያዝኸኝ፣ በአንተ ምክር መራኸኝ፣ ከክብር ጋር ተቀበልኸኝ። በሰማይ ያለኝ ምንድን ነው? በምድርስ ውስጥ ካንተ ዘንድ ምን እሻለሁ? የልቤ አምላክ ሆይ ልቤና ሥጋ ያለቀ፣ እግዚአብሔር ግን ለዘላለም እድል ፈንታዬ ነው። እነሆ ካንተ የሚርቁ ይጠፋሉና ካንተ ርቀው የሚያመነዝሩትንም ሁሉ አጠፋሃቸው። ለእኔ ግን ወደ እግዚአብሔር መቅረብ ይሻለኛል፣ መታመኛዬም እግዚአብሔር ነው። በጽዮን ልጅ በሮች ምስጋናን ሁሉ እናገር ዘንድ
Elect up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
تهليم سفر شلشي مزمور عين جيمال مزمور لأساف أخ دوب لإسرائيل إلهيم لبرى لباب وأني كمعات نتاي ورقلاي كآين شبخو أشوراي كي كنتي بهوليم شلوم رشعيم إرئي كي إن حرد صبوت لموتام וברי אולם בעמל אנוש אינמו ועם אדם לא ינוגעו לכן ענקת מו גאווה יעטוף שיט חמץ למו יצא מחלב עינמו עברו משקיות לבב ימיקו וידברו ורע עושק ממרום ידברו שתו בשמיים פיהם ולשונם תיהלך בארץ לכן ישוב עמו הלום וממלא ימצו למו ואמרו איך ידע אל ויש דעה ועליון הנה אלה רשעים ושלווה עולם ישגו חיל. אחריק זיקיתי לבבי, וארחץ בניקיון כפיי, ואהי נגוע כל היום, ותוכחתי לבקרים. אם אמרתי אשפרה חמו, הנה דור בניך בגדתי. ואחשבה לדעת זאת, עמל הוא בעיניי. עד אבוא אל מקדשי אל, אבינה לאחריתם. אך בחלקות תשית למו, היפלתם למשועות. איך היו לשמח הרגע, צפו תמו מן בלהות. כחלום מהקיץ, אדוני בעיר צלמם תבזה. כי התחמץ לבבי וחיליותי אשתונן, ואני בער ולא אדע, בהמות הייתי עמך, ואני תמיד עמך, אחזת ביד ימיני. בעצתך תנחני, ואחר כבוד תיקחני, מי לי בשמיים, ועמך לא חפצתי בארץ. קלה שארי ולבבי, צור לבבי וחלקי, אלוהים לעולם. והנה רחקיך יובדו, הצמדת כל זונה ממכה, ואני קרבת אלוהים לי טוב, שתי באדוני אלוהים מחסי, לספר כל מלאכותיך.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat strong. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, O Yisrael, hear, beginning book 3 of hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, O Yisrael, hear, beginning book 3 of the Psalms, of the Sefer Tehillim,
Tehillim,
Psalm, book 3, Mizmor. Ein Gimel, Ein Gamel, here Psalm 73, Mizmur, Ein Gimel, Ein Gamel, Mizmur Le'asaf, here Kineti, Baholalim, a Psalm of Asaf, Mizmur Le'asaf, I was envious at the arrogance, here Kineti, Baholalim, Psalm 73, first verse, first words of the first verse, Mizmor le'Asaf, a psalm of Asaf, a psalm of the gatherer, and verse 3, first words of verse 3, Ki kineti baholalim, I was envious at the arrogant. These words are to be read in the light, in the illumination of the verse, even the verse on Psalm 37. Verse 1, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou thy envious against them that work unrighteousness. Le Dawi Allah Tia Techara Bame Araim
ala tia kane bi ose aula bi ose avla. Fret not thyself, fret not thyself, al tia tehar. Fret not thyself because of evil doers, al tia tehar ba mi'ra'in. Neither neither be thou envious, al tia kane, against them that work unrighteousness. Bi ose avla. That is, be not envious of anything that has no future life. Be not envious of anything, that has no future life. Allah tir tahar ba mi'ra'im, Allah tik anaya bi ose awla. So too, in saying, from the words of Mashal, the Proverbs, the Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs 24 and 20, where it reads, there will be no future to the evil man. Ki lo tehiye achrita la ra'a ner risha'im yid'ak. For there shall be no reward to the evil. Acharit. There shall be no reward to the evil. Ki lo tehiye acharit la ra'a. There will be no future, no acharit to the ra'a, to the evil man. Ki lo tehiye achrita la ra'a. Scripture implies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, when you see the lamp of the wicked, of the ratchet, burn bright, be not envious of them, for it will be put out in the time to come. As is said further in the verse from Proverbs 24 and 20, the lamp of the wicked, of the ratchet, the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Ner risha'im yid'ak. And of what should you be envious? Proverbs 23 and 17. Of the fear of the Lord all the day. But be thou in fear and reverence of Jehovah all the day long. Ki ima biyirat Yahuwah kol hayom. Make not thine heart envy the sinners, the uckers, the lackers, but be in fear and reverence of Yahuwah Jehovah all the day long. Ala yikane libeka ba chata'im ki nima bi'yiratiyo kol hayom. That is, of something that has a future life, a future liberty, and that will not be cut off through all eternity. For it is said, in the fear, in the reverence, in the respect of Jehovah, there is a future, and thy hope shall not be cut off. Proverbs 23 and 18. Ki im yesha achrita we tika wateka lo tikareit. In the reverence, the respect, ki yim bi yirat Yahuwah kol hayom, ki yim yesha achrita we tikawateka lo tikareit. In the reverence of Jehovah, there is a future, there's a reward, achrit, there's a future, and thy hope with
tikawateka, thy hope shall not be cut off. Lo tikareit. Asaf said, ki kineti vaholim shalom rishaim er. I was envious at the arrogant baholim when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, of the ratchet. Kia kineti baholim shalom rishaim er. I did not realize before that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He, brought afflictions upon the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, in order to do good to them. But having realized it, Asaf began, he began by saying, truly, God is good to Israel. Truly, God is good to Yisrael. Ak ob li Yisrael Elohim. Levare levav. Truly, ak, for sure, ak, for true, for sure, truly, ak ob, truly good, li Yisrael, to Israel Elohim. True good, the true God is good to Israel. He did not say that, quote, God is good, end quote, all the time. He didn't say God is good, but God is good to Israel. Ak tov li Yisrael Elohim. Elohim, the true good, the true God is good to Israel. Ak tov li Yisrael Elohim. That is, the afflictions that he brings upon them are good tidings, are good things, are good things. The affliction he brings upon them, good for them. In what way? To purify the heart. Livare levav, livare levav. To purify the heart, that is to purify the hearts of the righteous. Of this it is written, even in Psalm 24, Hebraically verses 3 and 4, who shall ascend into the mountain of the Lord? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Mia ya ele bihar Yahwa, who mia kum bian kum karsho, nikia kapai u bar lebab, who shall ascend into the hill of Jahuv, or who shall stand in his holy, his set apart place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Mia ya'ile bihar Yahuwah, u mia yakuma biya mekoma karisho, nikiya kapayi u bar leba. And then Asaf said, I, not having realized before that the afflictions were good things. I, having not realized before that the afflictions were good things, good things, good things, I envied the wicked, I envied the ratchet, because I envied them, my feet were almost gone, my steps had almost slipped. Why me? Kiyam ata natayu raglai, k'hayina shuku ishorai. My feet were almost gone. My steps had almost slipped. Wani kiyam ata natayu raglai, k
Hayina shukua shorai. Thus, like this it was, because I was envious at the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, of the ratchet, of shalom, of the ratchet, of the wicked, for there are no uneven threads at their death. Their body is sound as an edifice. Kia kineti abaholalim shalom rishaim ar'en. Ki ein harzubota limotam. I was envious at the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, shalom rishaim ad, for there are no uneven threads, chalzubot. At their death, their body is sound as an edifice, or as King James Version translates the fourth verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Gimel Ayin Gamel, Psalm 73, which reads, for there are no bands in their death, but their strength, ulam, is firm. Their strength is firm. When a woman is spinning, a broken thread has to be knotted, and another thread may get pressed in, so that in the weaving, not all of the thread will be even. In the Leviticus Rabbah 17 and 1, the term harsubot is interpreted as follows. Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, had neither shriveled chir, the wicked with illness, nor had he caused them to swell up, ziba, with suffering. Thus the word, charzubot. But it is not so with the wicked. There is no uneven threads at their death. Key. Ain harutzubot limotam. They are without blemish. Indeed, their bodies are as sound as an edifice. Hence, it is said, their body is sound as an edifice. KJV. But their strength is firm. Ubariya ulam. In a different exposition, the verse is read, there are no pangs, chalzubot, at their death, le'motam, as if Asaph said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, as for the wicked, the rishaim, the ratchet, it is not enough for them that they have no fear and feel no pain at the prospect of death. Their hearts get to be as hard as an edifice of stone. Here, Hebraically taking the word harzubot as made up of chared, to tremble, and atzeb, to be in pain. Thus, harzubot, tremble, be in pain. In another exposition, the words are read as if Asaph said, verily, for sure, their desires are not hindered, harzubot, even to their death. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, does not hinder
the desires of the wicked or the righteous. On the contrary, whatever they ask of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle of One, blessed be He does for them, but does it all to their heart, but does it all to their hurt. A mashal, a parable, a proverb of a sick man. A physician came to visit him, felt his hand, and then said, give him whatever he may desire to eat, because in any event, he will die of this malady. He will die of this sickness. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, Ayinai teacher, said of HaRishaim, of the ratchet, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 7 and 10, the faithful Elohim, man, repayeth them that hate him to their face, to destroy them, to destroy them. Hence here, verily, their desires are not hindered, even to their death. Ki ein harsupot li motam. They are sound, and afflictions do not touch them. Ba'et maleno shenemo wa'im adam loa yenuba'u. They are not in trouble as other men, as mortal men, neither are they plagued like other men. Ba'emala en no shenemo wa'im adam lo ayir nuga'o lo yir nuga'o. As Job Eov said in Job 21 and 9, their houses are safe without fear, neither is the rod of God upon them. That is, not as a man among the wicked, the ratchet, feels any pain, not even in an ear, not even in a tooth. Nay, Mo, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, makes their ways prosperous before them. As is said even in Psalm 10, Hebraically verse 5, the wicked, his ways prosper at all times, nay, even more. Punishments do not fall upon HaRishaim, upon the ratchet, upon the wicked, as the verse goes on to say, thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. Yachilu derakaya bekol ait. The ratchet, the wicked, his ways prosper at all times. Nay, even more, punishments do not fall upon the ratchet, the wicked, as the verse goes on to say, Maroma mishpateka miyanegdo. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. Still, nay more, they triumph over their adversaries. For the verse concludes, as for all his adversaries, he puffeth at them. Kolas orarayo yafiyach bahem. Hence, here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 73, Hebraically, verse 5, they are not in trouble as other men. Wa'im adam lo yenuga'u. Lo yenuga'u. They're not plagued like other men. Therefore, pride maketh them like giants. They not troubled the men. Neither are they plagued like men. Therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain. Therefore, pride maketh them like the giants. Lakena inakatamo gaiwa. Therefore, pride maketh them like the giants. Lakena inakatamo
Kaewa, because Harasha, the Rishaim, the righteous, the wicked, never suffer punishment. They lorded like giants over Ha'am, over the people, and they propagate like Ganein, like demons, like people, as is said, therefore pride maketh them like the giants in Nakatamo, whose mothers were covered, Yaitof, by demons, sheep, and by them were begotten for violence. Lakain in Agatamo Agatewa Yaitafashita Hamasalamo. This verse that reads, therefore pride is as a chain about their neck, violence covers them as a garment. In the light of the comment, the commentator seems to be reading the verse with reference to the story of the Nephilim, or giants, the fallers, the fallen, who were begotten, it is said, out of the unions of demons, Klipot, with the daughters of men. Following their birth, the earth became corrupt and was filled with violence. Refer to Bereshith, to Genesis chapter 6, verses 4 to 11, the Hebrew and the Hebrew commentaries. The word Anakim, Anakim, contained in Anakatamo, may be rendered either chains or giants. Anakim, contained in the word Anakatamo, may be rendered either chains or giants. Here, the word, the Hebrew word, Ya'itof, Ya'itof, covered, clearly refers to the act of propagation, as in the verse in Bereshith in Genesis chapter 30, verse 42, that reads, but when the cattle had been covered, he put them not in. And the word sheep, sheep, demons, clearly refers to demons and to spirits of violence, as in the verse in Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 6, that reads, quote, demons of thorns and demons of thistles, sheep, their eyes stand forth from fatness. Yatsa meyachileva aynemo. Their aspect is changed by the abundance of fat on them. Because of the fat on them, their eyes protrude. Yatsa meyachileva aynemo. Contrarywise, you learn that the eyes sink back in a man's head from poverty and from hunger. Thus, like this, the sons of Korach said, even in Psalm 88, Hebraically verse 10, mine eye languisheth by reason of affliction. And Dawid and David said in Psalm 6, verse 8, mine eye is dimmed because of vexation. Mine eye is dimmed, dark and is dimmed because of vexation. Hear, hear, hear. Second part of verse 7 in today's daily psalm. Avru masa kiyota levav. They have gone beyond the desires of the heart. Avru masakiyota levav. What is meant by the words beyond? Beyond the desires of the heart.
These words, they mean that, quote, to the wicked, to the ratchet men people, thou hast given even more than they desired. Thus, like this, if there was a man who desired to become a lictor, thou madest him into a magistrate. If there was a man who desired to become a magistrate, a judge, thou madest him into a general. Thou didst surpass for them all that they desired. Hence, here, 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 it is read, they have gone beyond the desires of the heart. Abru masakiyota lepa. And so, the next verse, verse 8 of today's daily song, reads, they are corrupt and speak wickedly, ratchetly concerning oppression, concerning downpression. They speak loftily. Yamiku, we adabaru, bitra'a, osheka, miyamaroma yidabaru. They set their mouth against the heavens. Shatu bashamayim kihem. They set their mouth against the heavens. Shatu bashamayim apihem. Paro, Pharaoh, said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? In Shemot, in Exodus 5 and 2. Nebuchadnezzar, he said in Daniel, in Daniel 3 and 15, who is the God that shall deliver you out of my hands? But as for me, as for I, all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. Wayhiya nagua kol hayom wetokachdiya labikarim. But as for me, as for I, wayhi nagua kol hayom, all the day long have I been plagued. Wayhiya nagua kol hayom. Every morning. Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 73, verse 14. Therefore, he returns his people hither, here, and waters of fullness are drained out by them. Lakin Yashuba Ammo Helom Ua Meya Malaya Yit Matsulammo. Here, Mizmor Ain Gimel. Here at the 10th verse it reads, therefore he returns his people hither, here. Lakena Yashuba Ammo Wahilom. And waters of fullness, Umei Malay, waters of fullness are drained out by them. Yimatsu Lammo. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani taught, as in this world, the man courts the woman, and as in the time, the Ait Haba, in the Zaman Haba, in the time and the age to come, the woman will court the man. For it is said, even in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah and Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 22, it says, a woman shall compass amen. So in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu courts the B'nai Yisrael, the sons and children of Israel,
in order to make them repent, to make them do teshuvah and do His will. But in the Zaman Haba, in the Aita Haba, in the time, the age to come, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, children of Israel, will court HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, to be allowed to do His will of their own accord, as is said even in Ezekiel. Ezekiel 36 and 27, it reads, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk, to trod in my statutes, and ye, and y'all shall keep my ordinances and do them. Rav Simeon said in the name of Rav Shimon the pious, Simeon the pious, in this world, if a man goes about gathering figs on a Shabbat, a Sabbath, the fig tree says nothing at all. But in the Zaman Haba, in the age to come, the Aita Haba, the time, the Iwa to come, if a man should go to glean a fig tree on a Shabbat, a Sabbath, the tree will call aloud to him and say, it is HaShabbat, it is the Sabbath. In this world, if a man goes to do the service of his bed while Ishto, Oseto, his Isha, his wife, is menstruating, his bed will not hinder him. But in the Zaman Haba, in the age to come, the Aita Haba, the time that I would to come, if a man desire to go to Ishto, Oseto, Esheto, his Isha, his woman, his wife, while she is menstruating, the very stone in the wall will cry out and say, she is menstruating. Therefore, I read the passage in that scripture in which the scripture says to Yisrael, to Israel, even in Yirmeyahu, in Jeremiah, in Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 21, that reads, how long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? Surely a time and Iowa will come when she will be consumed by her yearning for the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for her yearning for the presence of the Holy One. Blessed be He. Then, when the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, repent, when the sons of Israel, the children of Yisrael, do teshuvah, repent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will provide them with what they yearn for. Nay more, the heavens, HaShemayim, shall drop down sweet wine for them. As it says, even in Joel 4 and 18, and it shall come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drop down sweet, sweet wine. Hear, Adabarim. Hear the words. Drop down. They allude clearly to prophecy. Of that it is said, Son of man, Ben Adam, Son of man, drop thy word toward the south and prophesy. In Ezekiel 21 and 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 21 and
Listening to LOJ,
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 sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said: Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad, Echad. The reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, He who be, who be our Elohim, He who be, who be Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation then say, Echad hu Eloheinu Gadol, Adoneinu Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I. Holy, Kadosh, Kadosh is his name, Kadosh, holy. And dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora, Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu layawah iti hua ne romimah Shemo. Yachdau, magnify he who be, we be with me. Kadlu la Yahuwah iti. And let us make I and I exalt his name together, together. Ua ne romema shemo. Yachdau, yachdau, yachdau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine, thine, lika Yahuwah. Thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahuwah, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as Arosh, as Aras, over all. Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he? Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy, ki kadosh, Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy, and Isla, praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all, be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He hath created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with His desire, and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect Him, and of all the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot,
and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written. Sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written. For they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh Yahuwah returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk, and the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe, all of you, greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here, the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he, who in his holiness, in his islandness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amo Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amo, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amo, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who he be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah. Blessed art thou, O he who be, who he be, Notein HaTorah, who givest the Torah, who givest the Torah, law, 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 givest the Torah. You know we are Israelites.
and for the festival, seeing that the Sabbath is the first of the festival. So the reader will come forward, step forward and say in the and here. And
hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does...
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam Vayeh. Baruch Ata Yahweh. Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim Benutan lanu et torato Baruch ata Yahweh Notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us His Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Joy is in thy light, and I be a testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no read up your Bible.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Yisrael, Yisrael,
Yisrael,
Yisrael,
Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad,
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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates,
my gates, my gates, my gates, my gates, my gates, my gates, my gates, my gates.
And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them, and then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, O God, O God, O God, O God. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shabbat shalom, Senbet salam, Aliyah for this 14th weekly Torah portion reading, feeding I and I and your Rasa for our sabbatical study, the Shabbat strong, Wa'era, and I appeared. The Hebrew, Masoretic Hebrew, in the Royal Amharic, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Revised Amharic Bible of Garmawi, Kenamawi, Haile Selassie, the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David. We have it as Tegeletahu. Just of interest in the good is Ze Asteraiku. Asteraiku, and I appear. Here, picking up Exodus chapter 6. At verse 2 to Exodus chapter 9, verse 35, here in the second book of Moses, Moshe, called Exodus, the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names, the Sefer Yetziat Mitzrayim, the Sefer, the book of the coming out from Mitzrayim. Here picking up with Exodus chapter 6, second book of Moses, the Hebrew book, called Exodus. He has chapter 6, Hebrew first words, and the write-up with this aliyah, Beishem Ha'ab, Wehabein, Weruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Achad, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Here we pick up in chapter 6, the answer of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, to Moshe's first prayer. Then the Lord, then He who be, we be, Yahuwah, said to Moshe, for continuity here, now shalt thou see what I will do to Paro, Pharaoh, for with a strong hand, Beyad Chazaka, shall he let them go. And with a strong hand, v'yad b'yad chazaka, shall he drive them out of his land. And here, picking up with the 14th weekly Torah portion reading, feeding here from verse 2, Hebrew first words. Why daber Elohim el Moshe, why yomer elai, ani Yahuwah, wa era el Abraham, el Yitzchak, wa el Yaakov, be el Shaddai, ushmi Yahuwah, lo nodaeti lahem. And Elohim spake to Moses, Moshe, and said to him, Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be, and I appeared, wa era, and I appeared to Abraham, wa era el Abraham, to Isaac, el Yitzchak, and to Jacob, with Yaakov, by the name of God Almighty, by God Almighty, be El Shaddai, but by my name Jehovah, Ushmi Yehovah, lo nodaiti lahem. But by my name, Yod-Heh-Weh-Yahuwah, was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groanings of the children, the sons, the Bnei Yisrael, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say to the Bnei Yisrael, say to the children, the sons of Israel, Ani Yehovah, I be he who be who he be, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a Elohim, true good, true God, and ye all shall know that I be he who be who he be, Elohim, your Elohim, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov. And I will give it you for an heritage, Ani Yahuwah. And Moshe spake so to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, the sons of Israel. But they hearkened not. But they hearkened not. They heard not to Moshe because for anguish of spirit, for shortness of breath, and for cruel bondage. And Yahuwah spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, Go in, speak to Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, that he let the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, go out of his land, Ne'aretzo. And Moshe spake before he who be who he be, Lifnei Yahuwah, saying, Behold, the children of Israel, the Bnei Israel, have not hearkened, shamad to me, to I. How then shall Paro, Pharaoh, hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips? And Yahuwah and he who be who he be spake to Moshe and to Aharon and gave them a charge
to the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, and to Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, to bring the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, out of the land of Mitzrayim, 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 Mitzrayim.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 hear for the Sheni Aliyah, hear for the second of offering up, second reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wa'era, Sabbath, and he appeared here picking up with the second book of Moshe, here picking up with chapter 6 of Exodus, chapter 6, here at verse 14, for the Sheni, the second reading, the second up offering, the second Aliyah for this Shabbat Wa'era. The families of Yisrael, the families of Israel. These, the heads of their fathers' houses. Rashay Beita Ibotam. These are the rashes, are the heads of their fathers' houses. Eile Rashay Beita Ibotam. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, of Israel, Hanok and Palu, Hezron and Carmi. These be the families of Reuven. Eile, Rashay, Reita, Votam, Bnei, Reuven, Bichor, Israel, Chanok, U, Falu, Hatzron, We, Carmi, Eile, Misha Pechota Reuven. These are the families of Reuven. Eile Misha Pechota Reuven. 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 Reuven.
The families of Yisrael, verse 14. These be the Rashay, the Rashes, the heads of their fathers' houses, their fathers' baits. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok and Palu, Hezron and Carmi. These be the families of Reuben. And the sons of Shimon, of Simon, of Simeon, Jemuel and Jamin and Ohad and Jachin and Zohar and Shaul, the son of a Canaanitish woman. These are the families of Simeon. And these are the names, the Shemot of the sons of Lewi, Levi, according to their generations, Gershon and Kohath and Merari. And the years of the life of Lewi, Levi, were 137 years. The sons of Gershon, Libni, and Shimi, according to their families. And the sons of Kohath, Amram, and Izhar, and Hebron, and Uziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. And the sons of Merari, Mahali, and Mushi. These are the families of Lewi, Levi, according to their generations. And Amram took him Jochebed, his father's sister, to Isha, to wife, and she bare him Aharon and Moshe. And the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. And the sons of Izhar, Korah, Korah, and Nepheg, and Zichri. And the sons of Uziel, Mishael, and Elzaphan, and Zitri. And Aaron, Aharon, took him Elisheba, daughter of Aminadab, sister of Nashon, to Isha, to wife, and she bare him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And the sons of Korah, Asir, and Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These are the families of the Korahites. And Eleazar, Aharon, Aaron's son, took him one of the daughters of Putiel to Isha, to wife, and she bare him Phinehas. These are the heads, the Roshe, the Rasses of the fathers of the Lewim, the Lewawi, and the Levites, according to their families. These are that Aharon and Moshe, to whom the Yahweh, he who be who he be, said, bring out the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, from the land of Egypt, Mitzrayim, according to their armies. These are they which spake to Paro, Melech, Mitzrayim, king of Egypt, to bring out the Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim. These are that Moshe were Aharon, the renewed commission. Verse 28. And it came to pass on the day when the Yahweh Yahweh spake to Moshe in the land of Mitzrayim. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The renewed commission, verse 28. And it came to pass on the day when the Yahweh Yahweh spake to Moshe in the land of Mitzrayim.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Shalishi, the Shalishi, hear for the third Aliyah, third up offering up, third reading here for this Shabbat wa era, Sabbath, and I appeared here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus here from the Sefer Shemot, Exodus chapter 6 here at verse 29 for the Shalishi, for the third reading. Feeding the manna here in this Shabbat, the third Aliyah. Why daberi Yahuwah il Moshe leimor ani hoa daber il paro melek mitzrayim 8 kol asher ani dover eleka.
That the Yahuwah spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, Ani Yahuwah, speak thou to Paro Melech Mitzrayim all that I say to thee. Aye. And Moshe said, Lifne Yahuwah, Hine, behold, look, see, I am of uncircumcised lips. How shall Paro, how shall Pharaoh hearken, hear to me? How shall Pharaoh hearken to I? How shall Pharaoh hear? Second book of Moshe, called Exodus chapter 7. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe re'ei netatika Elohim lefaro'o ve Aharon ahika yishiye nebieka ka. And the Yahweh, Yahweh, he who be, we be, said to Moshe, Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, re'ei, see, I have made thee a god, netatika Elohim lefaro'o, I have made thee an Elohim to Pharaoh, and Aaron Achika, thy brother, shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee, I. And Aaron, Aharon, Achika, shall speak to Pharaoh, thou, that he send the Bnei Israel, the sons, the children of Israel, out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh, thou's heart, and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt, Mitzrayim. But Pharaoh, Pharaoh, shall not hearken Shema to you, that I may lay my hand, Yadi, upon Mitzrayim, and bring forth mine armies, and Ami, my people, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that Ani Yehovah, that I be he who be who he be, when I stretch forth mine hand upon Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. And Moshe, where Aharon did as Yahuwah commanded them, so did they. And Moshe was 80 years old. And Aharon 83 years old when they spake to Pharaoh.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear Yisrael, hear for the Revi'i, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, hear, for this Shabbat Wa'era. Sabbath, and I appear. Wa'yomeri Yehovah El Moshe. And
Yahweh spake to Moshe and to Aharon Lemor, saying, when Pharaoh shall speak to you, Lemor, saying, shew a miracle for you, then thou shalt say to Aharon, take thy rod and cast it. Lifnei Pharaoh. Listen, Pharaoh, before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent.
And cast it down before Pharaoh, before the great house. Where hashlech lifnei Pharaoh? That it become a serpent. Yehi le'tanin, that it become a tanin. Yehi le'tanin, that it become a tanin.
The contest with Pharaoh, Paro, the second demand, the first miracle, verse 10. And Moshe where Aharon went into Pharaoh as, and they did so as the Yahweh had commanded. And Aharon cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments, for they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aharon's rod swallowed up their rods, and he hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he hearkened Shema not to them, as the Yahweh had said. The contest with Pharaoh, the third demand, verse 14. And Yahweh and the Yahweh said to Moshe, Paro, Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He refuseth to let Ha'am, the people, go. Get thee to Paro, Pharaoh, in the morning. Bebokar, lo, look, he goeth out to the water, and thou shalt stand by the river's brink. Against he come, and the rod which was turned to a serpent, Nahash, shalt thou take in thine hand, and thou shalt say to him, Yahweh Elohei HaEbri, he who be who he be, the Elohim of the Hebrews, have sent me to thee, I, Lamor, saying, let my people go, 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 go.
Shalach, shalach, et shalach.
Ami, 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 ami. That they may serve me bamidbar in the wilderness. And behold, hitherto thou wouldest not hear, thou wouldest not shema. Thus, like this, saith Yahweh, he who be, we be. In this thou shalt know that Ani Yahweh, behold, look, see, I will smite with the rod that is in mine hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to dumb, 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 to blood. And the fish that is in the river shall die, and the river shall stank, and the Egyptians shall loathe to drink of the water of the river. And Yahweh and he who be who he be spake to Moshe, say to Aharon, take thy rod and stretch out thine hand upon the waters of Mitzrayim, Egypt, upon their streams, upon their rivers, and upon their ponds, and upon all their pools of water, that they may become dam, blood, and that there may be blood dam throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. The contest with Paro, with Pharaoh, the second miracle, the second miracle, the first judgment, verse 20. And Moshe with Aharon did so, as Yahweh was he who be who he be commanded, and he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to dam, dem, blood. And the fish that was in the river died, and the river stank. And the Egyptians could not drink of the water of the river, and there was blood dam throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments. And Paro, Pharaoh's heart was hardened, neither did he hearken to them, as Yahweh has said. And Paro turned and went into Beito, his house, neither did he set his heart to this also. And all the Egyptians digged round about the river for water to drink, for they could not drink of the water of the river. And 7 days were fulfilled after that Yahweh had smitten the river. Second book of Moses, Moshe, called Exodus chapter 8. The contest with Paro, Pharaoh, the fourth demand. And Yahweh spake to Moshe, go to Paro, and say to him, thus like this saith Yahweh, let my people go, that they may serve me. And if thou refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all thy borders with frogs, And the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into thine bait, baitika, thy house, and into thy bedchamber, and upon thy bed, and into the bait, the house of thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thine ovens, and into thy kneading troughs. And the frogs shall come up both on thee and upon Amika, thy people, and upon all thy servants. And Yahweh spake to Moshe, say to Aharon, stretch forth thine hand with thy rod over the streams, over the rivers, and over the ponds, and cause frogs to come up upon the land of Egypt,
Mitzrayim. I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, here, here for the Chamishi Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wa'era, Sabbath, and I appeared here picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called, in English, Exodus. Here from the Sefer Shemot, here from the book of the name, second book of Moshe, Exodus chapter 8, here at verse 7 for the Chamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering up, the fifth reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wa'era, Sabbath Wa'era. Wisaru hatfardima mimeka, u miyabateka, u me evadeka, u me ameka. And the frogs shall depart from thee, and from thy houses, and from thy servants, and from thy people. They shall remain in the river only. Only they shall remain in the river. With Saru. Hatzifardaima mimeka, and the frogs, hatzifardaim, shall depart from thee, the eye. Witsaru hatzifardaim mimeka, o miyabateka, and from the eye houses, the eye bait, the eye houses, o miyabateka. O me evadeka, and from thy servants, O me evadeka, and from thy people, O me ameka. They shall remain only, they shall remain in the river only. Rak by your tia sha'arna. Rak vayor tisharna. Only they shall remain in the river. They shall remain in the river only. 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 Only.
The contest of Paro, Pharaoh, the third miracle, the second judgment, verse 6. And Aharon stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments and brought up frogs upon the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moshe with Aharon and Aaron and said, entreat Yahweh that he may take away the frogs from me and from me, my people, and I will let the people go, that they may do sacrifice to Yahweh. And Moshe said to Pharaoh, glory over me, glory over I. When shall I entreat for thee and for thy servants and for Amica, thy people, to destroy the frogs from thee and from thy houses, that they may remain in the river only? And he said, tomorrow. And he said, be it according to thy word, that thou mayest know that there is none like to Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, who he be, our, I and I, Elohim. And the frog shall depart from thee, I, and from thy houses, and from thy servants, and from Amicah, thy people. They shall remain in the river only. The fourth miracle, verse 12. And Moshe with Aharon, Moses and Aaron, went out from Pharaoh. And Moshe cried, shouted out to Yahuwah because of the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh. And Yahuwah did according to the word of Moshe. And the frogs died out of the houses, out of the villages, and out of the fields. And they gathered them together upon heaps. And the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart and hearkened not to them as Yahuwah has said. The contest with Pharaoh, the fifth miracle, the third judgment, verse 16. And Yahuwah said to Moshe, say to Aharon, stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt, Mitzrayim. And they did so, for Aharon stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man and in beasts. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice upon man and upon beasts 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 and upon beasts. Then the magicians said to Pharaoh, then the magicians said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of Elohim, Etzaba Elohim, he. This is the finger of Elohim. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened. And he hearkened Shema'ad not to them, as Yahuwah had said. The contest with Pharaoh, the fifth man, verse 20. And Yahuwah said to Moshe, rise up early, Beboker, in the morning, and stand lifnei Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water. And say to him, thus like this saith Yahuwah, let my people go, that they may serve me, that they may serve I. Else, if thou wilt not let me, my people, go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee, I, and upon thy servants, and upon Amicah, thy people, and into thy houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which are me, my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end thou mayest know that Ani Yehovah in the midst of the earth, the earth, the earth, the earth, the earth, the earth.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judges said to Moses, go down there to free them. Judges
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, important?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, O Yisrael. Hear, give ear. Hear for the Sheishi Aliyah. Hear for the Sheishi Aliyah. Hear for the sixth reading, sixth up offering here for this Shabbat Waera. Sabbath Waera, Sabbath, and I appeared here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here from the Sefer Shemot, here Exodus chapter 8, here at verse 19, for the Sheishi Aliyah, with Samtia. Fiduta bein ami uvein ameka le mahara yihye haot hazeh, and I will put a division between my people and the I people. By tomorrow shall this sign be, with samti fiduta ben ami u ben ameka le mahara yihye haota hazeh, and I will put a division with samti fidut between my people and the I people, ben ami uven ameka, by tomorrow le mahar yihye, by tomorrow shall this sign haot hazeh, shall this sign be, le machar yihyeh haot hazeh, samti yafiduta bein ami uvein ameka, le machar yihyeh haot hazeh.
And I will put a division between ami and ameka, between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. The contest of Paro, the sixth miracle, the fourth judgment, and Yahweh did so. And there came a grievous swarm of flies into the bait of Pharaoh, the house of Pharaoh, and into his servants' houses, and into all the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt. The land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. The contest of Pharaoh, the first compromise refused. Verse 25, and Pharaoh, Paro, called for Moshe and for Aharon, then said, go ye, sacrifice to Elohekem, sacrifice to your God, your nature, your God, in the land. And Moshe said, it is not meet, it is not right, it is not proper. Moses said, it is not meet to do so, for we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians. Sleeker. And Moses said, it is not meet. Let's go over this again. The contest of Paro, the first compromise. The first compromise refused, verse 25. And Paro called for Moshe and for Aaron and said, go ye, sacrifice to Elohim in the land. And Moshe said, it is not meet, it's not right so to do. For we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, who he be, Yahweh Elohim, lo. Shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes? And will they not stone us? Will they not stone I and I? We, I and I, will go 3 days' journey into the Midbar, the wilderness, and sacrifice to Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, who he be, our Elohim, as he commanded us, I and I. The contest with Pharaoh, the second compromise, refused, verse 28. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go that ye all may sacrifice to Yahuwah Elohim, to he who be, who he be, your Elohim, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. Only ye y'all shall not go very far away. Entreat for me. And Moses said, behold, I go out from thee, the I, and I will entreat Yahweh, he who be, who he be, that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people tomorrow. But let not Pharaoh, Pharaoh deal deceitfully any more in not letting the people Ha'am go to sacrifice to Yahweh, to he who be, who he be. The seventh miracle, verse 30. And Moshe went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Yahweh, he who be, who he be. And Yahweh did according to the word of Moshe, and he removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh and from his servant and from Amo, his people. There remained not one. And Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also, neither would he let Ha'am, the people, go. Second book of Moshe, called Exodus chapter 9. The contest with Pharaoh, the sixth demand, the eighth miracle, the fifth judgment. Then Yahweh said to Moshe, go in to Pharaoh, and tell him thus, like this saith Yahweh Eloheha Ibri, thus saith he who be, who he be, the Elohim of the Hebrews, let me go, let my people go, that they may serve me, that they may serve I. For if thou refuse to let them go and will hold them still, nay, behold, the hand of Yahweh, of he who be, who he be, the Yad of Yahweh is upon thy cattle, which is in the field, upon the horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon the oxen, upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous moraine, and Yahweh shall sever between the cattle of Yisrael and the cattle of Mitzrayim of Egypt, and there shall nothing, no thing die of all, that is, the children of Israel, the children, the sons of Israel. And Yahweh appointed a set time, Lamor, saying, tomorrow Yahweh shall do this thing in the land. And Yahweh did that thing on the morrow. And all the cattle of Egypt died. But the cattle of the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, died not one. And Pharaoh sent, and nay, behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. The contest with Pharaoh, the ninth miracle, the sixth judgment, verse 8. And Yahweh, he who be, who he be, said to Moshe and to Aharon, take to you handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moshe sprinkle it toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh. And it shall become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and shall be a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast throughout all the land of Egypt. And they took ashes of the furnace and stood lifnei paro before Pharaoh. And Moshe sprinkled it up towards Shemaim, the heaven, and it became a boil, breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast. And the magicians could not stand lifnei Moshe before Moses because of the boils, for the boil was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians. And Yahweh hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened Shema'ad not to them, as Yahweh had spoken to Moshe. The contest with Pharaoh, the seventh demand, verse 13. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, rise up early, Bebokar, in the morning, and stand lifnei Pharaoh, and say to him thus, like this saith Yahweh Elohei HaEbrim, thus saith he who be, we be, the Elohim of the Hebrews. Let my people, Ami, go.
Shalach, Ami,
that they may serve me, that they may serve I. For I will at this time, at this hour, send all my plagues upon thine heart, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, Amika, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth. For now I will stretch out Yadi, my hand, that I may smite thee, I, and Amika, thy people, with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth. And in very deed for this cause have I raised thee up, for to shew in thee I my power, and that my name Shemi may be declared throughout all the earth.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to freedom.
Calling into the podcast 515-602-9761. Colin and calling friends 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761, and listen to the live stream at Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube, Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing.
Calling.
Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Yes, sir. Sunday service beginning right now.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Malakama Hood, Sunday service beginning right now. Yes, I, Shabbat Tov.